This sort of, you know, what happened after World War II is very interesting, but I guess I'm also interested in how you might have had as an image of America when you were little, before you came here or before the war even.
When I was little, I wanted to become a Navy man, so definitely the image of the United States is not really good. You know, the brainwashed by the cartoons, whenever you go to movie theater, and the first 5 minutes to 10 minutes of the cartoons, that actually the cartoon actually is the propaganda type of thing, and also they have news, because that we don't really have a way to hear the news except the radio and the movies. Whenever I go to movie theaters, and you will see how the Japanese Empire is expanding, and the United States is really losing. The Guadalcanals and the Midway warfares, we are getting another victorious date. Well, I tell you what, those movies are not really true. I read about the history of the World War II. Guadalcanal and Midway, Japan lost miserably. At that time, they didn't even have a warship. And I thought it's kind of interesting. However, though, when I was a kid, I didn't really have much of the ideas about it.
How about through America, through your aunt and uncle, because they were there?
You know, it's interesting, they usually don't talk much about how the America is, because they only know West Coast, right? So they have they have a nice cars and a house and things like that, but Uncle Masaru, did not talk much about the American way of life.
Interesting.
Although when I went to college, he started saying about, you know, as a matter of fact, I think we shouldn't have started the war, something like that. And the day I went to the interview at the St. Paul's University, they have those the entrance exam and an interview. That was St. Patrick's Day. And he said, on a train, he asked me, do you know what day it is today? He said, yeah, I don't know. It's March 13th, March 17th. Said, yeah. And he said, it's St. Patrick's Day. You know who the St. Patrick's is? Guardian Saints of Ireland. And all these things. So make sure you say about St. Patrick's. Well, lo and behold, I was interviewed by couple experience priests, and do you know what day is it today? Said, oh yes, hallelujah. So I said, yes, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, no problem there. I thought it's kind of interesting.
Do you think that being affected by the bomb, but also you saw people who were affected by it in a more severe way, an obvious way than you?
Psychologically, yeah, I think I have.
What do you think that it might have done to your image of America as a country, if you can say anything about it?
You know, the more I learn about marvelous theories of atomic bombs, and I started wondering, why do they have to do this? That's one thing I said. And if these people believe in Christian religion, why do they have to do that? That's one of the interesting thing about it. And I found some of the interesting clue when later on, I read a book called Sun Across the Bridge by Gwen Terasaki. That book is a very interesting book, but Gwen Terasaki and my uncle Masaru actually had on a different part of the world. They were in the United States as the Japanese, and Mr. Terasaki is American and yet married a Japanese ambassador. And she had a really hard time. She went back to Japan. And they had a really hard time in Japan. People thought that the American woman marrying a Japanese ambassador should not be really having a good time at all. So, however, though, in her book saying that on the day of the Pearl Harbor, they described quite differently. And because Mr. Terasaki warned Americans 2 weeks ahead of time that the fleet of the warship is coming. And also the day when, that was the day before, so the day before the Pearl Harbor Day, it was Sunday, he went to the White House and asked to speak to President Roosevelt. Mm. He was actually told to get away. The who did was that the chaplain, Mr. Webster, the chaplain in the White House at that time. Mm. And she wrote this very much in detail, how the Ambassador Terasaki was actually chased away from the White House. Mm. And so I started saying, wait a minute, this is a chaplain who's supposed to keep peace, mm-hmm. and yet it was probably somehow promoted that ideas. Mm-hmm. So I thought, gee, maybe my idea about the United States when I was a child may be correct. Mm. You know, as a warmongers, and again, we'd never thought about it. Japan being warmongers, trying to control entire Asia, but mm-hmm. That was about my American idea, so. Mm-hmm.